This is AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark AmTower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. AmTower Off-Center with your host, Mark AmTower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark AmTower. My guest today is Rod Kochakar. He is the deputy director of the Howard County BRAC office. Now, I hope BVI, is that right?
I direct the BVI program, which formerly was the BRAC Business Initiative, and now it is the BASE Business Initiative.
Right. So, but you wear a lot of other hats at Howard County. Give us a little bit of background on you first, and then tell us what you do for Howard County.
Sure. Before I came to Howard County, I was actually a practicing civil rights attorney. So I was suing the government for a living, big class action suits against local governments, state governments. And then about 4.5 years ago, I got approached by Howard County Executive Ken Ullman in regards to this position. And he wanted to fill it and asked me what my interest would be. And, you know, the great thing about BRAC, Base Realignment Closure, is that military growth touches on everything. It touches on education, housing. We have all these people moving into the state. We need to make sure we have capacity on our roads, that our infrastructure is ready for all these people coming in. So really, when I talked to the county executive, he said, you're going to be on your feet. You're going to learn a lot about the county, and it's going to be an exciting job. And I wasn't looking to leave my law firm, but I'm a Howard County zealot. I've been here for about 10 years now. And after speaking to him, I jumped on the opportunity to join this office. So that was about 4.5 years ago. The head of my office is Kent Menzer, and he was actually the commander at Fort Meade in the early 90s. And I believe he has about 27 years in the Army. And I've been working underneath him for all that time. He's been here for the same length of time I have. And we actually started the BBI about 2 years ago, this week, exactly, in another day, it will be exactly 2 years.
Oh, so I've been a member almost the whole time?
Yeah, you're one of the original ones.
Oh, cool.
So, but business development and the BBI didn't come on, as I said, until about 2 years ago. The first couple of years, we were occupied with just seeing what the impact would be from BRAC. And for those of your listeners who don't know, BRAC is an acronym, stands for Base Realignment Closure, process that happens every 5 to 10 years. The Department of Defense uses it to become more effective and efficient. And in this round of BRAC, which started in 2005, we were expecting to get around 60,000 folks moving to Maryland. So we needed to get prepared for that. And in Howard County, we formed a BRAC task force that wanted to see what the impact would be and to see whether we were prepared in the areas of education, housing, infrastructure for everyone coming in. So the first year and a half, that's what we were focused on, looking at the impacts. Once we looked at the impacts, then we started focusing on the opportunities. Obviously, with all these jobs, all this economic activity, we knew that we needed to tap into this and really position our county and the region to take full advantage of this growth.
Well, the county has a lot to offer. I live in Howard County. My kids, my daughter's now at Salisbury, but she's did almost all of her public school in Howard County. My son Travis has done all of his public school. He's now a freshman at River Hill High School.
Wow,
and
great.
I will attest to the quality of the public schools in Howard County. It's truly second to none.
Yes, so we're really lucky here, and we really wanted to, after we looked at the infrastructure and our services in the county, we actually approached the region. We have counterparts, BRAC counterparts, in the different counties surrounding Fort Meade. And we propose that we form a regional group, the Fort Meade Regional Growth Management Committee. And that regional group has been looking at several different issues, including small businesses and how they can tap into this growth that's coming.
Yeah, and we record this show Thursday. It airs Monday. Yesterday, now last week, I saw you at one of those events, the Baltimore-Washington Corridor Chamber.
Yes. And the BWCC is a great group. They partner with us, just like many of the groups in the Mid-Maryland region. It's a very dynamic area. We have, you know, the 4-Meat Alliance. The counties have their different chambers. And with the BWCC, we partnered in matchmaking and what we do there. And I can get into the specifics later in our discussion, but we take prime defense contractors and federal agencies, and we directly match them up with small businesses, and this is all based on need. So we partner with different associations, interest groups that have large networks of businesses that are interested in getting connected with the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the exhibitors at this event, I mean, you ran the BBI for the BWCC event, which was over at the Greenbelt Marriott, where AFSCIA Central Maryland, I believe, hosts their events. And I'm hoping to have AFSCIA Central Maryland on pretty soon as well.
Yeah, and AFSCIA is definitely a go-to group. If you do IT, cloud computing, information assurance, any of those buzzwords are in your vocabulary, and your business is in Maryland or in Northern Virginia, D.C., AFSCIA is certainly a group that, you know, companies should be a part of.
Right, and AFSCIA has chapters all around the national capital area, but we're highlighting the Maryland side of the river. So if you're going to join AFSCIA Central Maryland.
There you go.
If you're doing business at NIH, you gotta join AFSCIA Bethesda. I mean, they have an absolutely wonderful chapter, as does D.C. and Northern Virginia.
Yep.
But you know, there's another group, Maryland Marketing Meetings, that focuses exclusively on one aspect of the fort. But I know you do a lot of the matchmaking events, and you do the matchmaking events with a lot of different partners, and we'll get into that. But give us sort of a broad scope. The meetings that are held at an oddly named facility, the Other Barn, in which village is that? Stevens Forest. Is Stevens Forest a village or a road?
No, yeah, it's actually in the Oakland Mills village.
Okay.
Yeah, of Columbia.
Yeah.
And it's right next to Howard County's, or the Columbia Association's ice rink.
Okay. But, you know, it's oddly named building for meeting purposes, but it holds a lot of people. And really, ever since I've been going, even when I was obviously an early member, the meetings have been packed.
Yeah. And so with the BBI, we have these monthly meetings, and we do hold them at an actual barn called the Other Barn. It's been retrofitted for executive meetings, and we can sometimes cram up to 350 business executives in that space. But we do them every month, and what's great about those meetings is that for members of the BBI, it's a free event. They don't even have to RSVP, and we typically break the meeting. It's a two-hour session. We break it up into two parts. The first part, we typically have a prime defense contractor come and talk about how small, disadvantaged, or even mid-tier businesses can partner with them, sub with them, work with them. And then for the second part of the meeting, we typically have a federal agency that will come in and talk about how our businesses can directly support their mission. And between those two segments, or actually I shouldn't say between, on the outer ends of those two segments, we have networking opportunities. Usually for the first 45 minutes, we have registration and networking. And then for the last hour and a half, we have what we call networking on steroids. And, you know, when you have a room full of 350 plus businesses, a lot of great networking takes place. And what we also do, and I think it's key for this meeting, is that we collect business cards, and anywhere from about a dozen to sometimes 20 get picked out of a box, and we give each of the companies that get picked out, we give them a minute on the floor, and it's really PR that they can't pay for. They get exposure with 300 business executives talking about their capability or a potential contract that's coming up and a partner that they're looking for. So the really dynamic, active meetings, we do them every month in Columbia, Maryland, at the Other Barn.
At the other barn. When's the next meeting?
Well, we just ended phase two of the BBI, so the BBI goes in year-long phases. Phase two just ended, and we are in the process of mapping out phase three. And that schedule, it'll be a year-long schedule, come out in a couple of weeks. My guess is that the next monthly meeting will be sometime in December. But when companies join the BBI, they get added to our email distribution, and we're pretty good about inundating people with information on our meetings.
And I'm trying to be more active about posting it in a couple of my groups that are Maryland-focused on LinkedIn.
Great.
Cool. My guest today is Rod Kochakar. Raj is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BRAC office. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED.
Nova Daily public policy consultant at Wiley Ryan commented during the panel discussion, the cybersecurity dilemma, incentives to drive change rather than reactive response.
It is a global playing field out there, and no matter whether your business is located in Iowa or Bangladesh or Beijing, you can be subject to the same vulnerabilities. Just a broad sphere and spectrum of ways that bad actors can get into your system is unbelievable.
To hear this show in its entirety, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Booz Allen. Today, computer attacks are more frequent, distributed, easy to mount, persistent, and disruptive than ever before. Some sectors are doing a better job than others in proactively addressing these concerns, though most do so following an attack. Booz Allen Hamilton believes that incentives which may or may not currently exist can stimulate greater corporate investment in proactive cybersecurity protection measures. Count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Learn more at BoozAllen.com/expertvoices.
Caps fans, don't miss two exciting matchups against Western Conference teams when the Anaheim Ducks come to town Tuesday, November 1st, and the Dallas Stars visit Verizon Center on Tuesday, November 8th. The Caps are undefeated at Verizon Center. Caps games are always huge events. The fans are always pumped up, and it's always a great time. This is the hottest ticket in town. The Caps always sell out, and tickets are extremely limited, so make sure you get yours. Call 202-397-SEAT or log on to WashingtonCaps.com/singleticks and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
This is John Gilroy from Federal Tech Talk. You know, I've done over 200 interviews here on Federal News Radio, but many listeners still ask, yes, John, but what does your company do? Well, my company is called Armature. For the past decade, we have worked with organizations to help improve the way they collect data. You may call it comprehensive data collection, data analysis, or even outcomes measurements. If your agency has any problems with collecting, analyzing, or displaying data, then please visit our website at armaturecorp.com. We can help.
There's a massive shift in how people consume information. The network is undergoing a transformation that's fueled by the promise of the cloud. Join Federal News Radio and Brocade for the Cloud Conundrum, public, private, or both. This panel will explore the questions, challenges, and solutions surrounding security and the cloud, cloud and your workforce, and the future of cloud. Listen Thursday at noon to hear experts from government and industry discuss the Cloud Conundrum. For more information, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword cloud.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
As an increased number of government agencies transform to a cloud infrastructure, IT is being viewed less as a product buy and more as a service. From acquisition and procurement to the SLAs that map them, the transition to storage, email, and infrastructure as a service stands to rewrite the basic processes of federal IT. Join AFSEA Bethesda and Dave McClure, the Associate Administrator at GSA, on November 16th at the Bethesda North Marriott to discuss how agencies are managing this transition. Register today at afseabethesda.org/NOVBreakfast.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Raj Kachhakar. Raj is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BRAC Office. The BRAC program is base realignment and closure is now the base business initiative. It's a group called BBI that Raj really runs for Howard County with the director, Kent Menzer. Raj, let's talk a little bit more about the types of activities that are offered through the BRAC. Because I've been to not just the other barn meetings. But a couple others. So give us an overview.
Sure. So in terms of the program itself, the first thing I should definitely implore individuals listening to do is to join the program. And they can simply join the program by going to www.bbimatch, that's MATCH-UP.com. And when they go there, they'll see a database. They enter the database. They automatically become a member of the BBI. And then there's many different
Types.
What's that?
There are no fees to join.
There are no fees. It is a free program, correct. If you pay your taxes, it's a government program. It's actually supported by the Department of Defense. We get grant dollars that support this program. And originally, and I didn't mention this earlier, the program was going to be 6 months. We were just going to look at the defense contracting environment. But because of the success of the program, and we're now approaching our third year, and things are really taking off. And when companies join the BBI program, there are many different things that they can tap into. We mentioned there's monthly meetings where we bring different prime contractors and federal agencies to talk about opportunities. In addition to that, we have what I like to think is the gem of the program, and we call them matchups. And basically how matchups work is a prime might come to us. For example, Verizon came to us recently and said, hey, we have these contracting opportunities, and we're looking for subs, particularly small disadvantaged businesses. We say, what are your requirements? What are you looking for? And we go in our database and we vet the companies. And the great thing about this, and I always really emphasize this, is that it's about synergy and connecting partners that can work together. Because a lot of times at events, there'll be a prime agency there and any old company can meet with them. Any small business that wants to meet with NSA or any small business that wants to meet with Northrop Grumman gets to sit down with them. And there isn't necessarily a connection there, and it could be a waste of time for both those entities. And here with this database, companies are coming to us with real concrete opportunities. And we're saying, hey, give us specific information on what you're looking for. Give us NAICS codes, descriptors. I mean, are you looking for a women-owned IT company that has a past performance of working with the FDA, whatever it may be? So we do these matchups, and they're free, and we simply use the database, so we don't cherry pick. A lot of times companies try to, you know, butter me up thinking, hey, you know, Raj is going to pick my company for this matchup, and it really doesn't work that way. Being in a position here in county government, I can't favor one business over another.
It wouldn't benefit anybody anyway.
No, and the great thing about this equal playing field is that it really is all just based on capabilities and past performance. And so we do these matchups. Recently had a great matchup. Social Security Administration is building a $500 million facility in Frederick. It's going to be 400,000 square feet. And Hensel Phelps, Turner Construction and Grunley joint venture were shortlisted to prime that project, and they were asked to provide their subcontracting plans. And so they came to the BBI with the help of the state, and they told us what companies they were looking for to complete that subcontracting plan. And we held a half-day session at UMBC connecting the executives of these three primes to the companies in the BBI. So it's been a really vibrant part of the program.
Now, did you hold that over at the UMBEC Tech?
Yep, the new incubator. They got the cyber incubator there.
Yeah, they got some wonderful meeting space over there.
They do, and it was a win-win because they're looking to get companies to come in there, get some exposure, and we're looking for meeting space. So, yeah, it was a great event. We did that in early August. We've actually had three cyber matchups since then, and then we recently just did the event with BWCC, and that covered all different levels of government, all different sectors, from local government opportunities to state government all the way up to the federal government.
Yeah, in the exhibit hall there were several counties, Montgomery, PG, Anne Arundel, Howard, about 8 or 9 state agencies,
yeah,
as well as a lot of federal offices.
Yeah. So. And the one thing I want to, and to wrap up here on the matchups, the one thing I want to emphasize to listeners is that while the core of the BBI is about defense contracting, we really cover all different sectors because these defense contractors are also looking for service providers. They're working with law firms, accounting firms. They're hiring caterers. So our database really, if you name the sector, it's covered. If you name the size of the business, we have everything from your mom and pop shop, the corner deli at Fort Meade, all the way up to your large primes like SEIC and Northrop Grumman. So I want people that are listening to know that, hey, you don't have to just be a defense contractor to get in the BBI database and get matched up, because we match up based on opportunities.
No, and it's cool because I've met a number of what I call service providers to the contractor community. Alvin Katz of Katz Abosch does accounting services, and
yep,
I've run across Alvin at multiple venues now, not just BBI. You know, there's accounting, there's banking at the BWCC event, Columbia Bank, now part, I believe, of Fulton. I met three or four senior VPs there, and they're very much involved, not simply in local banking, but in funding government contractors.
Yep.
So
I know I said I was going to move on from the matchups, but this ties in neatly to the fact that we actually did an event recently with Congressman John Sarbanes, and it was a financial matchup where we had small businesses that were looking for capital to increase their business. And we had a dozen banks that came in, including the Columbia Bank and M&T and BB&T, and they sat down with BBI businesses that they vetted through our database to discuss financing and raising capital for their businesses. So a lot of great things going on with the matchup. But we have other things in addition to that. We have brown bags. And what happens with the brown bags is we call in what I call issue experts that get to talk to smaller businesses on how they can run their business, improve their business, things that they might not be privy to as a small business that they should be aware of. In fact, you were one of our first speakers with the brown bags over a year ago, and
yeah,
you did a great job there. And they've been a success. We keep it to a small group of about 25, 30 businesses, so it can be interactive. Just a sampling of some of the things we just covered. The recent topics have been benefits planning for small businesses. If you have, two or three people, you're not worried about benefits planning, but with the federal government, once you get to a certain size, they're going to require you to have a plan in place. So we bring in people to talk about that. We had one on bonding, one on, accounting systems. You name it, we probably covered it. So we do the brown bags too also. They're free to all our members. And then finally, we have targeted networking, and that is basically those are events that we break up based on sectors. I had companies coming to me saying, "Hey, Raj, you know what? The BBI is great, but you know we go to these monthly meetings. There's 300 people in there, and I'm not connecting with people in my sector per se. If I'm in construction, or someone might come to me and say, hey, I'm in relocation logistics." So what we do is we every month set up these targeted networking events that are sector-based. We'll have a prime host a meeting. So, for example, we had Clark Construction recently host a half-day meeting at their regional headquarters in Bethesda. And the meeting was with about 70 BBI construction companies, and it was about trends in the coming environment, opportunities that are coming up. So people in that environment can really work with each other, partner, and learn from each other. It's all about, you know, best practices, lessons learned. So those are all the different types of things we do in the BBI. I know that's quite a bit. But
it is. I know how busy you are. No, so number one, thanks for being on the show, because I know you either delayed a meeting or moved it earlier today to record with me. But we have a minute or so left in this segment, so I think I'm going to cut it off and make the next segment longer, because I want to talk about some of the advantages to working through BBI, and
yep.
Obviously we just went through that. But also you've got some very cool success stories. So let's go ahead and grab our break now. My guest is Raj Kajkar of the Howard County BRAC, the BBI office, and you're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week's host, Bill Bransford, will discuss federal insurance and retirement benefits with long-term care partners and benefits subject matter expert, James Marshall.
You hear the sounds of hammers and saws, but it's also the sound of freedom and independence. Across America, people are supporting Homes for Our Troops build specially adapted homes for our severely injured veterans. Now, it's your turn to help Sergeant Stephen Kiernan, who lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He volunteered to protect our freedom. You can volunteer your time, donate materials, or make a cash donation to this effort. Visit homesforourtroops.org. Or call 866-7-TROOPS.
Previously on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, there was a special panel conversation about the F-35 program. Discussing the mission of the program is Tom Burbidge, Executive VP and GM of F-35 Program Integration.
I think the best way to think about this is not from an air superiority standpoint, but from the multi-role missions that the airplane performs. We actually have 22, I think it is, different missions that the airplane is designed to perform, and many of them are to hold strategic targets at risk. Sometimes we get into this dialogue about nobody else has an airplane that's quite as good as ours. Is in the sky today. That's certainly true, but this airplane's principal mission is to hold a strategic target on the ground at risk, and I think everybody would agree that understands the challenge that there's been a proliferation of integrated defense systems that surround geographical, strategically important targets. Penetrating that defense system and being effective in the future going forward is a real change in requirements versus what today's airplanes are capable of doing.
To listen to the whole program, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword F-35.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge. It could happen at any time. Suddenly, you find your arm or leg just doesn't want to work right. It could be numb or weak, or maybe you're having trouble speaking or seeing. They're all classic signs of stroke.
Stroke is a general term that is applied to any sudden change in neurologic status or any sudden neurologic deficit experienced by people.
The vast majority of stroke, explains Mayo Clinic Dr. David Miller, occurs when blood flow to the brain is cut off, usually from a clot. It's very similar to what happens with a heart attack, only in this case, it's brain attack.
We use that term to confer the same type of urgency that we now ascribe to heart attacks.
As Dr. Miller likes to say, time is brain. In other words, the quicker you seek treatment for stroke, the better the chances are of recovering from one. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guest, Doug Smith, who's a partner with B2B CFO, the world's largest CFO firm. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
Halloween is every day at a medical center where doctors are using the latest virtual reality technology to scare people on the way to curing them. Many people have, say, a fear of flying, so without leaving the ground, Mark Wiederhold of the Virtual Reality Medical Center gradually gets such patients to strap themselves into an airplane seat while wearing sophisticated headgear over their eyes and ears,
which puts them in an immersive 360-degree environment inside a plane. We have 3D audio. We have a vibrating platform so you can feel the vibration of the engines.
Wiederhold even introduces smells like coffee and
lightning, thunder, turbulence
as he monitors patients' vital signs looking for fear.
And then we spend a lot of time teaching them skills to deal with those fearful responses,
like breathing control and thought stopping. For more information, go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Raj Kachhakar. He is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BBI office. And to hook up with the BBI, go to bbimatch-up.com. bbimatch-up.com. So, when I joined this, I forget how I heard about it. I wish I could remember. But I can't. My brain's shrinking. But I went to the first meeting and I thought to myself, this is pretty darn cool. Here's stuff going on not simply in Maryland, but literally 15, 20 minutes from where I live. There is a meeting going on that that I don't have to cross the river for. So there are some advantages for me. But what are the other advantages for other people who could participate?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, one of the things, I think one of the key advantages of the BBI is that it's a unique program. When we approached DOD a couple of years ago, with the help of Howard County Executive Ken Allman and Congressman Elijah Cummings, we didn't want to replicate what was out there, and there's many mentorship programs and people are getting tied into contracts, and that's great, but we wanted to take a unique approach. And what we're doing with the BBIs, we're all about transparency. We're actually looking at the defense contracting environment, and we do that through what we call test companies. We have 20 test companies. They're basically guinea pigs, and we observe them for a year. They're small disadvantaged companies in the Fort Meade region.
Mm-hmm.
Covering several jurisdictions, and we see what obstacles they hit when they go after DoD contracts, how they get around the obstacles, lessons learned, best practices, and we take that information and we share it with any business here in Maryland that's interested in that information. And it's great because it really lays out the environment for these companies. And it's unique because I like to throw out the proverb, and I'm sure you and your listeners have heard this one before, but when you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. When you teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime. And with mentorship programs, you're working with your prime, your small business, you get a piece of a contract, everyone's happy, and you move on. Great. And mentorship programs, they serve their value. They're going to be here for a long time to come. But with our program, we are really laying out the environment for these companies. So when they are executing, this is something that they're going to be using not only today when maybe they're writing a proposal or going after a contract, but potentially a year from now. We're really pulling as much information out there because DoD contracting it's not easy. And it's a labyrinth out there. I mean, federal contracting has a lot of steps to begin with, and then DoD has its own layers. So I think one of the main advantages of the BBI, in addition to being free for businesses, is that we take a unique perspective on that defense contracting environment. So I really think that's one of the main advantages to the program.
Well, there's one that maybe it's so obvious you overlook. This is a relationship-driven market, and you bring in people from the primes, you bring in people from the agencies, and you have all of these small businesses that have the ability to do some teaming and partnering activities. So the relationship angle has been extraordinary for me.
Yeah. And we've been getting great feedback from our companies. A great example would be our partnership with the Canadian Embassy, that actually the head commissioner of trade for Canada approached the BBI and wanted to partner and put on an event. And the idea here is NSA can purchase products from what they call the Five Eyes. These are English-speaking countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England. But the services on these products can only be provided by U.S.-based companies. So what we do with the BBI is we partner with these prime Canadian contractors. They come down. The Canadian Embassy flies them down here for a day. And then we look at their requirements and their capabilities, and we match them up with companies in the BBI. And in January of this year, we, in downtown Columbia at the Marriott, we got space for about 6 hours, and we matched up 30 companies with these Canadian companies. And I got to tell you, within 6 months, the amount of activity was just amazing. We had two teaming agreements. We had two NDAs. One MOU. From the teaming agreements, I believe at least three contracts have come out of that. And this was within, I think, within 5 or 6 months of that program. And in fact, it was such a success, the Canadian Embassy came back to us to do that event again. And this November 10th, we're going to be doing another event with them, this matchup event at Loyola, at their satellite campus here in Columbia. So a lot of great connections. We partner with Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, and we've already had three contracts come out of that. And yeah, I can go on for quite some time on all that's been going on. But really, as you said, it's all about making those connections, matching up these companies. We did an event with Verizon where they added 9 companies to their preferred vendors list. We also connected with the Howard County Chamber of Commerce and did a cyber event, and that was a huge success because we had large agencies like National Security Agency and DISA, Defense Information Systems Agency, sit down with companies that might otherwise have a hard time breaking in and getting that FaceTime. We set everything up for them, and we got them that one-on-one interview. So a lot of great success stories, far too many to mention unless we add another hour to this program.
Well, you know, we can always do another show. But, you know, just to touch briefly on the cyber side, DOG just named it the next frontier, really, that they consider a war zone. So that's now official. UMBC and Capital College, both in Maryland, are heavily involved in the cyber activity.
Yep.
You know, Ellen Hemmer was Ellen Hemmerly's thing over at UMBC, the tech incubator, is focused exclusively on that. So there's a lot of activity going on in Maryland, primarily because of what moved to the fort. But let's talk briefly about the membership of BBI. Every time I go, or every time I browse the database, it's not just Howard County and it's not just Maryland companies there.
No. And in fact, the Howard County BRAC office, and I mentioned this in an earlier segment, is a part of a regional group. It's called the Fort Meade Regional Growth Management Committee, the RGMC, which includes 10 jurisdictions, basically covering all of mid-Maryland. We call that the Fort Meade region. And we have companies not only from within that region, but even other parts of Maryland, all the way up in Aberdeen, you name it. We have a company in Garrett County, Maryland, that's about a 3-hour drive from Fort Meade. So we cover pretty much the whole state.
Well, let's talk about the activities at Fort Meade when we come back. My guest today is Rod Kochakar. Rod is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BRAC Office. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Here's John Edgar, VP for Information Technology at the Postal Service, on the Storage Efficiency Panel sponsored by NetApp.
You know, if you look at the Postal Service with the data that we capture, again, there's more mail products, more data about the products. We're moving towards more real-time, near-real-time data collection from the mail carriers out on the street, vehicles, tie in the geospatial information for movement of vehicles and all that. The growth of that data is exponential.
To hear more, visit federalnewsradio.com, keyword storage.
How can you reduce your agency's IT budget and support the mission even more effectively? Here's a simple strategy. Cut one of your biggest IT expenditures in half. NetApp storage is flexible and easy to manage. It also requires far less hardware, at least 50% less for virtualized environments. IT efficiency starts with storage efficiency built on NetApp and delivered by NetApp partners like Thundercat Technology. To get efficient now, visit netapp.com/federal.
Have you noticed it's getting darker earlier these days? Don't get concerned. Get Ackerman Security Systems, the metro area's most trusted name in security. Ackerman offers the latest in technology, including wireless monitoring and remote video. If you already have a system, you can switch to Ackerman's award-winning monitoring for just $18.95 a month. Just $18.95 a month. And it's free to switch. Call today and get 3 months of monitoring free. That's 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
Jill Kinesic is Chief Security Officer from BT Global Services, commented during the panel discussion, The Cybersecurity Dilemma, Incentives to Drive Change Rather Than Reactive Response.
What you build on is trust. And if your customers don't trust your ability to provide, whether it's your internal infrastructure or your products and services, they're not going to come do business. And right now, it's such a competitive market. But that, in many cases, is a differentiator. You have to have that trust factor.
To hear the show in its entirety, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Booz Allen. Today, computer attacks are more frequent, distributed, easy to mount, persistent, and disruptive than ever before. Some sectors are doing a better job than others in proactively addressing these concerns, though most do so following an attack. Booz Allen Hamilton believes that incentives which may or may not currently exist can stimulate greater corporate investment in proactive cybersecurity protection measures. Count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Learn more at boozallen.com/expertvoices.
Tradition never graduates. Come spend a day in Annapolis with your family, friends, or Navy football. See the midshipmen take on the Troy Trojans for Scout and Senior Day, Saturday, November 5th at 3:30 p.m. at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Buy your tickets today. Come see Navy take on Troy November 5th at 3:30 p.m. Order now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Have you been in government contracting, procurement, or acquisition for 30 years? NCMA has. Join the National Contract Management Association for the 30th Annual Government Contract Management Conference, November 14th and 15th in Bethesda, Maryland. The conference draws more than 1,000 government contract management professionals. Hear from respected speakers such as Scott Gould, Deputy Secretary, Department of Veterans Affairs, Martha Johnson, Administrator, GSA, and Shay Assad, Director, Defense Pricing, DOD. Learn more at ncmahq.org today.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Raj Kachhakar. Raj is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BRAC office, and he basically is responsible for the BBI, which started off as a BRAC base initiative, is now the base business initiative. And the program was started, basically, Raj, because of all of the activity that was going to be moving to Fort Meade, and a lot of it is already now there at Fort Meade. So let's start there for this segment, the wrap-up segment, and let's talk about the activity at the fort.
Yeah. There's a tremendous amount of activity at Fort Meade. The hundreds of installations that DOD has around the world, right here in our backyard, right here in Maryland, we have Fort Meade, which is the third largest Army installation. Before all this growth, talking about BRAC and then Cyber Command and everything that's been coming in, we started about 7 years ago with 48,000 folks. Now we have 56,000, and it's only going to be growing. So it is a vibrant community. I'm always telling companies, you need to look at Fort Meade as a city unto itself. It's not your typical Army installation. The thing is, when people think of Army installations, they think of military fatigue. They think of people with rifles marching up and down, getting training. But less than 15% of Fort Meade is active military. So we're talking about white-collar civilian workers, and a good percentage of those are embedded contractors. So there's a lot of activity on that installation. And that's one of the reasons we started the BBI, is because there's so much going on there. Companies were having a hard time really grasping the full extent of that activity. And when you look at it, there's 98 tenant agencies, and they're not just DOD agencies. If you name the federal department, they probably have a presence on Fort Meade. The Library of Congress just opened up a 2 million square foot book depository. The EPA has a large environmental lab there. Veterans Affairs, Health and Human Services, they all have a presence on Fort Meade. And these entities are contracting. They have missions, and they need contractors to support their missions. And that's why we formed the BBI, to really understand how our companies could, work with Fort Meade.
You think of Fort Meade, 90% of the people think of NSA. DIS is there, DMA. Just the movement simply because of BRAC. And a lot of it was there previously, as you mentioned.
Yep. Yeah. It was 90 strong about 6 years ago, and we only had a handful of agencies now, albeit they're important, they're big agencies that came here. But, Fort Meade is a huge economic engine, and a lot of people don't know this. What's interesting is that Fort Meade pumps $18 billion per year into the Maryland economy. $18 billion. It's one of the largest economic engines in the state, and it's the largest employer in the state. As I said, now 56,000 jobs, and I can tell you here in Howard County, being an official in this county, Fort Meade is the largest employer of Howard County citizens. It's not in Howard County. It's about a mile away. It's in Anne Arundel County, but the impact here in our county is tremendous, and we get close to $3 billion alone just with all the activity here in Howard County from Fort Meade.
It's amazing. And again, it's only one of the activities. The Dietrich, Aberdeen, the hospitals in Bethesda, NIH in Bethesda, Pax River, NARA, NIST, Energy.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, we haven't even touched Baltimore. Yeah, one of the most energetic speakers I think we had at one of the other barn meetings was the young Ozdabu lady from Army Corps in Baltimore, the Baltimore district.
Yes, Tamika Gray, who has a small business activities for the Army Corps district in Baltimore City, came down and spoke to our construction-related companies on opportunities and how to connect with the Army Corps. And, you know, the Army Corps deals when a federal agency is ready to put up a building, they're working with the Army Corps. So a lot of activities going through that one agency. And, you know, I can tell you right now, just people think, all right, well, BRAC's over. And, you know, we've been talking now for over 30 minutes. We didn't mention the fact that BRAC ended 3 weeks ago. But my office is still here and the BBI is still here because there's so much still happening at Fort Meade. I mean, just look at Cyber Command. Cyber Command is up and operational as of a year ago at Fort Meade. General Alexander was a 3-star general heading NSA. He moved up to a 4-star. Now he's dual-hatted. He's heading cyber and NSA. And I can tell you, they went in for an environmental impact statement, and we're working with the Army Corps of Engineers because they want to build a new building. And right now, the specs for that, it's actually going to be a campus, not just a single building. But that campus, the specs are 5.8 million square feet. And last time I checked the stats, the Pentagon is 5.9 million square feet. So in addition to BRAC, we're putting a whole new Pentagon on Fort Meade, and that's all just happening now.
That's new stuff.
Yes, that is new stuff. And this is going to be, General Alexander said it himself, this is going to be the cyber epicenter of the U.S. And they're actually going to Silicon Valley and recruiting companies and telling them, hey, you need their products that you have, technology you have, that we want you to bring to Maryland. And they're partnering with the businesses on a weekly basis. I mean, there's a lot of activity happening now. And with the BBI, we're just trying to connect the dots because there's so much going on.
There you go. Raj, to hook up with the BBI and get information on this, BBI MATCH-UP, BBIMatchUp.com. Raj, it has been an absolute pleasure. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Well, as I said, we're moving on to phase three. Each phase is a year long. And with phase three, I think we've gotten a firm grasp on this program. When we first started the BBI 2 years ago, there's no template for us. There wasn't a program that I could find out there in the country. So we were starting from scratch. And a lot of lessons learned since then. But I really think we're going to hit the ground running. And the key is, you know, we started with 20 companies a year and a half ago, 20 small disadvantaged companies here in Howard County. And now we've expanded this program well outside even the state of Maryland, and we have 1,700 companies. They're active members of the BBI, and we have over 5,000 on our email distribution. So we have a tremendous network, and we really want to take full advantage of that network. So a lot to come. It's it's an exciting time, and I personally don't have a contracting background. As I mentioned earlier in the program, you know, I'm a civil rights attorney. I used to spend my time suing the government, but now that I've been working with these businesses, I got to tell you, I'm learning new things every day, and they're fascinating. The things they do, how they're supporting DOD, how they're supporting our country, it's really critical the work that they're doing. And I think one of the things we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on in phase three is DOD's budget. As we all know, the federal government right now is having a little bit of a budget crunch, and there's a super committee out there, and if they don't come to an agreement soon, there could be some major cuts to DOD. And when you do that salami slicing and you cut a certain percentage across the board, it doesn't help anyone, and we really don't want it to come down to that. And so we're going to keep an eye on what's going on with the federal budget and how that's going to impact DOD.
Raj, again, it's been a pleasure. My guest has been Raj Kochhar. He is the Deputy Director of the Howard County BBI BRAC office. And again, you can find them at bbimatch-up.com. This is not my day job. If you need an outside perspective on doing business with the government, getting started, getting visibility, give me a call. You can find me anywhere on LinkedIn. And I want to thank you for listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.